Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I think I had the perfect bro day yesterday. It's the Be Morning Coffee Club. I'm Billy. TJ Hope is with us. It's 92.5 WBEE.
Did you meet another stranger this time in Costco?
No strangers. This was a friend, my buddy Dave, who we've been friends for a long time, used to work together. And he said, let's get together and let's go do something. So we both are into vinyl now.
Records. Yeah, of course.
Went to the record archive, spent a little time digging through the piles over there, walked away with a couple records, and he goes, you want to come back to the house? You haven't seen my stereo system. I'm like, let's go, because I'm all about gadgets and electronics.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
We'll get back to the house, and this guy's stereo was, I've never seen anything like it. It sounded amazing. He had speakers I've never seen that were like little triangles with cones on top, and it put
were
the
they
sound,
massive?
They were huge, and it put the sound into the walls, and then there was, you know, the bass over there, and you felt it, and it sounded like the music was coming from everywhere in the house.
Obviously, he lives alone in a single family,
no,
right?
No, he has two children and a wife, and he does say that his wife yells at him when he plays it too loud.
If it's shaking the walls.
It's literally shaking the walls. But got me thinking on the ride home afterwards, like, that seems like a total dude thing. We totally broed out over his stereo system.
Oh, I bet.
And I don't know, is that only a guy thing? Like, do you two even care vaguely about stereo setups?
So I have a vinyl record player. I'd love to get like a nicer setup, maybe not that extensive where it's taking over an entire wall, but I just don't care enough to learn and research what's good. I'm like, it plays music, it's fine. With that in mind, I've had people that I've dated who have like this huge setup, and the guys are always so excited. They're like, do you want to see my record setup?
Yeah.
So I think it is a guy thing.
Wait till you see how many watts I can pump through this.
I don't know if they still do it, but I know like back in the day when a guy would open the trunk of his car and he had speakers in the trunk as well. So you had the speakers that he installed in the car, and then you have the speakers in the trunk. So the entire vehicle made you feel like you were like gonna
vibrating
hurl
apart,
because you're like, ugh, as you're moving in forward motion,
oddly,
and
I'm
you're
not,
vibrating.
Not into that kind of stereo, because I can hear those driving. I can feel them coming in my neighborhood before you actually hear them. It's like,
yes. You're like, is that like, a train? No, it's somebody's bass.
Ain't nobody gonna push TJ around. It's your Be Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd. TJ's here. Hope is here. TJ, are people mowing their lawns in your neighborhood? Because they are in mine, and
yes.
I don't want anything to do with it yet.
No, I'm not kidding.
Today,
it's going to be in the 70s today. Yes. Beautiful. Probably one of the most glorious days in a long time, in the 70s, possibly upper 70s.
Yes.
You know what's going to happen.
You hear everybody mowing
their lawn. Mine is a wet mess. It's still muddy. It's not that bad. I know we're super excited, you know, that the good weather's here, but we don't got to fire those up
yet.
Does
it look shaggy?
I don't think so. I mean,
mine is at the point
bad.
Where it's just at the fringe of looking shaggy. And I know if I don't mow it this week, it's going to look horrible next week.
Right. But
when I came home yesterday, and it was a late day yesterday, I think I rolled in 5:30-ish, literally every lawnmower on the street was out mowing the yard.
I'm not doing it. I won't be peer pressured into mowing my lawn. And the thing is the minute the guy across the street does it. For some reason, he and Steve have an unspoken
rivalry
of the lawns. when he does his driveway in the winter, Steve's like, oh my God, Russ is doing his driveway. I gotta go out and drive for Russ doing his driveway. And it's the same. Russ has already mowed his lawn. And I can't believe Steve hasn't been out there.
My girlfriend wants to mow a lawn so bad, and we don't need to because we have a lawn service. She's texting my mom.
It's not even your lawn. You're in a condo complex.
She's texting my mom like, hey, how's your lawn doing? Do you need anyone to mow it? I'll come mow it for you.
Well, there are, like, I don't know what we're doing wrong. The gentleman across the street, his yard always looks like the baseball field over here at Innovative Field. You know how there's like a dark line and a light line line and a light line? So I thought, I was like, okay, I think I know how he did that. So I started doing it the opposite direction because I've always mown my lawn in the exact same path.
Me too.
Exact same path.
I just want to get it over with. Like, I don't care what it looks like.
It's almost like I can do it with my eyes closed or blindfolded.
Is he out there putting the chemicals and the little granules in there to give it a nice, thick, lush green?
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He has his, I guess he goes a different direction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he does it sideways. I'm like, man, that's a lot of forethought. And I don't know. I got to maneuver because I have a riding mower.
Fancy. I mow specifically so I don't have to rake.
So that's what Steve does.
When I'm going around the lawn, I go opposite grain right next to the house so it doesn't blow into everything that's landscaped. So I don't have to go in and blow that off. And then going the other way, there's one part of my lawn that seems to grow way faster than the rest.
Yes.
So I would either have to mow that twice as often and ignore the other half, or I have to get out and rake. There's no way around it.
So that is an art, that shooting the grass, like keeping that line of grass going to where it really is, that I don't have. So I'll have to go, like, I'll get it into an area maybe, and then over, I'll get it into another area, but I'll always have to rake.
I learned
Steve
a secret.
Goes, and for some reason, I don't know if he mows it three times in a row or what, but he adjusts the...
He probably starts higher.
He does.
But I've learned a secret from an older guy down the road. I saw him do it. He's got a bungee cord. And the little plastic shooter thing that aims the grass that comes out from your deck, he has the bungee cord attached to the end of that, so it pulls it up.
Yeah.
So instead of being focused into one little stream of grass,
it shoots it
wide so it doesn't all get bunched up. And I'm like, that man's got this figured out. And his lawn looks good. I never see him raking. So I haven't gone down the bungee cord road yet, but I'm sure there's something to
that. I'm
going
to try the bungee cord.
My advantage is
when I eventually...
And I don't know if I know the new guy next door listens, but I don't know if the other people in the neighborhood listen to this radio station. So hopefully I don't offend anybody. The guy across the street from me rarely mows his lawn. So no competition there. Don't have to worry about it. Guy next to us, young family moved in. Previous owners were seniors who took immaculate care of the lawn.
Yeah.
Dug up the dandelions by hand. These guys are like us. Like, we just need to get it done. So right. like the neighborhood is now younger people that don't really seem to care as much as the older people that lived there before. I'm like, yes. All right, everybody, hold on. I need to get my gavel ready. Here it is. Because it is time for COPO.
The Court of Public Opinion.
COPO!
We need to get our big voice guy to do that for us.
Well, until then, we'll just keep doing it.
COPO. This is where we judge things. And you get to judge things. 252-9233. That is our text line and our phone number.
Okay. Today's Court of Public Opinion. You be the judge. We had a dad write in, gives his daughter everything that she wants. He loves her. She loves him. Well, her friends pointed out how great of a dad he is. Like, you always get everything you want. He's such a great dad. And the daughter turns to her friends and is like, well, he's easily manipulated. I just pretend to be a loving daughter and I get whatever I want. Dad overhears this.
Oh.
Has a conversation after the friends leave. And she apologizes, but he thinks that she's just sorry that she got caught.
Yeah.
Not sorry that she feels that way. So he's taking everything away.
Good for him.
Going down to a pay-as-you-go flip phone so that she has a phone in case of an emergency. Other than that, Netflix subscription, gone. Birthday, canceled. Everything, done.
Took away her birthday. Dang. Well, that's the thing is that, you know, your job as a parent, not only to provide them with stuff that you feel they want and need, but they have to be good people. And if he overhears his daughter saying, oh, he's easy to manipulate, I just pretend. That, to me, I would be like, oh my gosh, I failed.
Did you guys see the story about Ben Affleck? Multi-zillionaire. His kid asked for a $6,000 pair of sneakers.
Yeah. Daddy, can I have a 6,000 pair of sneakers?
And apparently this is on a video. I didn't see the video. I just read a story about it. Ben's answer in the store, I guess, was something like, that's a lot of lawns you got to mow there. And I've got the money. You're broke.
Yeah, ooh. I'm the rich one.
So apparently the kids have to get summer jobs in his house to show them the value of work and the value of money. He could buy them anything he wants. Probably close to a billionaire is my guess. But there comes a point where you have to be a good person on top of all the money.
Correct.
Right? So.
And you got to know how to earn your own money because daddy's not going to fund you forever.
Can't listen live.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.